Blog Talk Radio.
It's a Lyric Family First, and right now you timed in with my boy B-Dub on 802 Radio.
Yo, this is Ann Jules, and you are tuning into 802 Radio. That's what's up.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, B-Dub. Also, alongside my co-host, Case Gultz, is in the building as well. He's going to be starting the show off with a prayer, and then we're going to put on one of our special guests, a Lyric Family First. He's actually in the queue right now, and also Alan Jackson of the Homeless Sons ENT. So just be patient with us, callers. We'll definitely get to you as soon as we can. But without further ado, Case Gultz is going to start us off with a prayer, and then we're going to drop a Lyric Family First as a single, and then we're going to come right on, ask him questions, and y'all are free to call in. Here we go, Case Gultz.
Dear Heavenly Father, we'd like to thank you for today. We thank you for this opportunity that you've given us, not only to reach out to other vessels, Father, that vessels will be able to reach out to us, O Lord, through the gifts and talents that you have given us through you. We ask that it will be done to glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 So, Lyric, is that you out here, homie?
Yeah, I'm right here, both of the video, man.
Hey, definitely, thanks for taking time out of your busy day, bro, to, be here with us. And, you know what I'm saying, it's a great way to start off a show, you know what I'm saying, with a prayer.
Yeah, real talk always, man. And at the same time, I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate the time that y'all taking out to, bless me with this interview and also playing my new single, which we just dropped last night, man. I truly appreciate it.
Hey, definitely. And is Alan Jackson on the line with us from the Homeless Son DNT?
Right here. What up, Brad? What up?
Hey, not much, bro. Is there anything you want to say before we get to this first track by a Lyric Family First? Because he's only going to be able to be on the show for 15 minutes.
I just want to say thank you personally for this opportunity to be on your show and playing my song later on tonight that I just dropped last night.
Hey, I'm definitely stoked to hear it, and I know the audience is too, so... Without further ado, we've let the callers wait long enough. A Lyric, would you like to introduce us to your the song we're going to be playing on the air today?
Yeah, man, this track right here is called Where, man, featuring my boy True Enough. You know, he's part of Central Chaos, man. Shout out to Squad Central Chaos. Shout out BMW, man. It's called Where.
Yeah. Girl, I really like you. I really like you. Girl, I really like you. I really like you. You the right type. I'ma have to go and wipe you. Bonnie and Clyde, 2017. Grab my hands, girl. We gon' go and chase our dream. Ain't no other thing. Chase what we after. Always on the scene. Ride with me and see what I see. Girl, I really like you. I really like you, girl, I really like you. If you the right type, I might have to go and wipe you.
I remember when we talked for the first time.
What
we
up,
was
girl?
Both out there on the fucking grind. From the conversation we had, I felt I had to make you mine.
Yeah.
Can I take you out for some dinner with wine? I wanna get to know you, you might be Miss Right. Let's see it where we go, let's have some fun tonight.
Where you wanna go?
Let me show you the world and we can take a flight. I heard you love New York and wanna go to Tokyo. I take you to any place you wanna go. You wanna go to Amsterdam, that's my type of girl.
Woo!
Let me show you off like diamonds and pearls. You more like the Mona Lisa than me. You're fine, all together we unstoppable. But when we are apart, we start to get a place in my heart. Let's drive the world crazy. You are special, baby. I wanna make you my lady. My lady, my lady, my lady, lady, baby.
Girl, I really like you. I really like you. Girl, I really like you. I really like you. You the right type. I'ma have to go and wipe you. Bonnie and Clyde, 2017. Grab my hands, girl, we gon' go and chase our dream. Ain't no other thing, chase what we after. Always on the scene, ride with me and see what I see. Girl, I really like you, I really like you. Girl, I really like you. If you the right type, I might have to go and wife you.
Being with you is no drama. Gonna take you home to see mama after we take a trip to the Bahamas, so I can show you the beach and why the waves keep me at peace. I wanna be the reason you smile.
You know
being with you is for fun, especially when we start wilding out. Like seeing what you about. I know it's getting late. Just let me know when you're ready for me to take you back to your place. I see you ready to hit the road and catch a show. And do you want to go to the VIP or stay on the dance floor? Low, yeah.
Girl, I really like you. I really like you. Girl, I really like you. I really like you. You the right type. I'm going to have to go and wipe you. Bonnie and Clyde, 2017. Grab my hands, girl, we gon' go and chase our dream. Ain't no other thing, chase what we after. Always on the scene, ride with me and see what I see. Girl, I really like you, I really like you. Girl, I really like you. If you the right type, I might have to go and wife you.
Yo, yo, what's up, guys? I just wanted to make a quick, correction. That was actually from Alan Jackson of the Homeless Sons ENT, because the song that a lyric requested, I actually, in all this, process of running the show, I completely forgot to send that song. So I apologize to the big homie, a lyric. You know what I'm saying? We will play his track later on for sure. And but that was a Alan Jackson single, so I apologize for the mess-up, guys. Are you all ready to start the show?
Yo, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah, we can hear you, bro. So, Lyric, we're going to start this interview real quick. To all the callers in the queue, please do not hang up. I'm only going to ask Lyric a couple questions. And this can be for both of y'all, since Alan Jackson's on with us. You know what I'm saying? So both of y'all just take turns and answer. And if you can, try to keep the answers as brief as possible so we can get to the callers.
Hello?
So, Lyric, for all the people that might just be hearing your name for the first time, you want to give us a quick background of you real quick so we know who's on the line with us?
Yeah, man. My name is Lyric, finally first. And I'm from Bakersfield, California. And, a lot of people tend to ask me, what made you choose your name or why is your name so long? First things first, my actual birth name is a Lyric. The only thing that's different is the E and the Y. So that's actually my birth name. And, I've been through a lot of trials and tribulations. People that hear my music, they tend to call it struggle music. The song you guys are hearing today is more of a, bar for bar type song. Something you could sway to. But you can still hear the pain, you can hear the struggle and the realness in it. So I always put my family before everything, man. So I just chose the name of Lyric Family first.
And same question for you, Alan Jackson. Why don't you give us a quick background for people that might be hearing your name for the first time?
Well, I'm from Virginia. I'm the vice president of the Homeless Sons ENT. We're up and coming indie label. The track you just heard, I just did it last night, tell you the truth. And we're based out of Virginia.
And that song was definitely hot, by the way, bro. I definitely really fucks with it. And is that song able to, are we able to download that on SoundCloud yet, or is it not released on SoundCloud yet?
It's not on SoundCloud yet, it's just on YouTube.
All right, cool. And one more quick question for both of y'all. Lyric, we'll go with you first. You have an opportunity to feature with any three artists, alive or deceased. Deceased obviously being Pac, Big Pun, etc. And you can mix it up. You can do two alive and one deceased. Who do you got? Any three?
I got my three favorite rappers that's in the game. I could easily just name them as far as Drake, J. Cole, and Meek Mill. But I'm gonna just keep it honest with y'all, man. It's a dude out of Philly right now, man, making a name for himself. Real dope cat, sings, sings his ass off, man. TMB Rock, man. Like, I really wouldn't mind working with him, bro. Like, I that's somebody I actually want to, like, that I really want to make a track with at this moment.
And that's what I love about that question right there is, you know, because that question, usually the average person you think would say Pac, would say Biggie, would say Big Pun and all the big names. You know, on some occasions you'll actually get people that will throw in that one name that you would least suspect. So real quick, before Alan Jackson, you answer the same question. All the callers in the queue, please hold. We're going to ask, see if Scopes has got a question after Alan Jackson answers. And then we'll get to our first caller. So, same question for you, Alan Jackson. Who do you got?
I like to work with anybody that's hungry. I don't care where they from, what they do. If you hungry, let's work.
All right, that's definitely what's up, bro. You know, and that's what I like about that question right there is, you know, you really like. All the names are different. You would think people would throw out the big names like Pun and all that. So it's a very creative question. But I'm going to have Scope. You got a question for them, Scopes?
I got a few questions for the guest callers. How y'all doing? It's Scopes today.
Yeah, top of the day.
What's good? See, I was had to be on Facebook, man. I was flicking through something, and I caught something, a lyric, man, that you said in one of your songs. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Through all the profile pictures, it's easily to determine where you are. And through your lyrics, you had said, I can't remember how it goes, but it said God set me down for a minute. And you don't really realize, like, how many people, even if they in a pen or if they free as a fucking bird, can still feel like they, you know what I'm saying, at that moment of stagnation, that God's setting them down. So if I asked you, what told you that's where you was in your point of life?
Nah, it's just a simple fact that, like my thing is I try to take the positive out of every negative situation. Like, I don't never regret nothing that I did. You know, a lot of people say that, and they say it in a macho way. I don't say it in that way. I look at everything in life as a learning experience, you know. And it's like you got to conquer every single opportunity. And in every struggle, it's an opportunity in that struggle. It's just what do you learn from it? And not only what do you learn from it, what do you gain from it? What do you experience from it? And it's like, you know, I'm pretty, like, as you can see my page, like, there's a lot of people on there that really pay attention, that follow me, and regardless of my situation, it's just the fact that I make the most stuff out of it, you know?
Oh, yeah, and that's always good to be a music artist. You're totally blessed because you can totally see outside of the box. You can totally see through those bars and acknowledge what God's doing in your life. So that verse, I mean, that punchline really hit me hard, you feel me?
Yeah.
But that's good music that you're doing, man. I just want to tell you, keep it up and keep your eyes open towards the positive things that's taking place in your life.
Yeah, always, bro. I appreciate it, man.
All right.
All right, guys. So without further ado, we're going to get to a couple callers because I know a lyric said before he goes, he'd like to interact with y'all. So we're going to get to our first caller now. And whoever it is, please be mindful that we do have two special guests, you know, Alan Jackson of the Homeless Son DNT and a lyric. So try to ask them both at least one question if you want to. But Black Care, who's our first caller?
432-260, July.
Me, that does it.
Yo, BMW in the building.
Hello.
The whole show.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, hello?
We hear you.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm just calling in, you know, representing for my boy, Larry. You know what I'm saying? I seen what he's been doing, the potential he got and everything, and I just had to call in and tell him stay motivated and keep doing what he's doing. He got the talent for it.
We definitely appreciate your call, though, and I'm sure a lyric supports it, too.
Yeah, man.
Hello? Hey, caller, do you have any questions?
My phone breaking up and everything. I'm at work and everything, but if y'all heard me, you know, both of y'all keep doing y'all thing.
All right, yeah. We definitely appreciate your call, bro, and we can hear you right now. It's just, I think, background noise, that's it, but we can hear you word for word crystal clear, homie, so We appreciate your call, and if you can, do you have any questions for, I know you said you know a lyric. Do you have any questions for a lyric or Alan Jackson, our other special guest of the Homeless Sons EMT?
When y'all dropping? Y'all late, it's Lewis. What y'all working on?
Hey, real quick, man.
Y'all blending up.
Right now, man, I want to take a moment to say, man, Doja, I appreciate you calling in, bro, and it's crazy you called in at this time. As I said, you know, we dropped the word last night, which y'all going to be playing today. But me, Doja, and my boy Rose Royal got a song coming out soon, too, called it's called Fade Away. So just be on the lookout for that. We'll drop that more than likely next week on Friday.
All right, definitely. I can't wait to hear that track. You know, we're gonna play. I know you said a lyric. You would recommend that we played it at the start of the show, but unfortunately, you know, I completely forgot to send it to Eddie. You know, with all this, you know, business before the show. So, did you want to answer the same question, Alan Jackson? What do you have? What do you have dropping for us tonight? I know we heard one song, but what else?
On another song called These Clowns. That song is really a song that's how I felt that I'm going to keep moving forward regardless of the situation. That's pretty much what the song's about.
All right, bro. Well, I can't wait to hear the next song from you, you know, because like I said, that first song was fire as it is. So, but caller, we do appreciate your call, and we do got to, you know, keep it moving because we got a bunch of other callers. And the lyric, I know, doesn't have a lot of time. So we appreciate your call. And if you're welcome to tune in next show, bro. The show airs every other Monday at 6 p.m. This today was just 6:30 because we started later. We wanted to try it.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, we're still here, bro.
Yeah, I've got 775-505.
Yo.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, caller?
What's going on? How y'all feeling today?
Feeling good.
I'm blessed, bro.
Yeah, man. This Rose Royal calling in, man. I'm another one of their homeboys and everything. Hey, excuse me, cause I started listening a little bit later. You know what I mean, within the show. So I just caught, like, the first guy's song, like, Something I Really, Really Like You. What's his name?
His name's Alan Jackson of the Homeless Sons ENT.
Alan Jackson?
Yeah, he's on the line right now, bro.
Yeah.
So whatever you say, he's going to hear you, too.
Okay. Yeah, man, that's always real smooth or whatever. You know what I mean? Stay focused. But, I got a question for mainly it's for both of y'all, but like more so towards a lyric, because you know what I mean, as far as his situation, you know what I mean, I was incarcerated as well. I just did 8 years as well. So
yeah, what's
so,
the best
so to a lyric, would you say that like with you writing music, that's a form of you, like, getting away from your current situation?
Yeah, bro, first thing first, let me shout out BMW, man. Let me shout out my boy right here, Rose Royal. He's from Michigan, bro. This dude's a dope artist, man, and we done all linked up, and it's all squad, bro. Like a real dope artist right here, man. Y'all really pay attention and look out for him, man. But to answer your question, bro, it's It gives me that drive, bro. It gives me that push. Like whenever we working on the song together, or whenever I'm working on the song with somebody else, bro, like it doesn't only just take you away. It sets you within the situation. Like, you got to really pay attention to what got you here. What can you do
right
to avoid to getting back here? What wrong decisions did you make? What right decisions can you do to make yourself better, bro? So it's like
right. Every
time I sit down and I work on something, bro, I try to put the negative into it, but I try to put the positive into it also, because it's like you don't want to glorify your situation and make people think this shit cool, because it's not, bro. You know, you want to bring people up out of it, but still you got to remain true to yourself, bro. So for the most part, you know, it just gives me that drive and determination, bro.
Right.
And real quick, if I can say something too, I actually was, you know, did time myself in 2013. I was actually sentenced to 2 to 10 years, you know, for felony charges. And, you know, the, you know, God looked out for me clearly, because somehow I went from felony charges to misdemeanor. So I only had to do 2 months. And one thing I do want to say, to all the young kids out there, be very, very careful who you hang out with. Because I thought I was hanging out with the coolest cat from the block. They got into hardcore drugs and started making some bad decisions.
Get off.
I just wanted to touch on that. I wanted to all the kids out there, be sure you choose your friends wisely and make sure you the thing about life is you make one bad decision, it can haunt you forever. You know what I'm saying? So just keep your head up, guys, and make sure you make the right decision. You know what I'm saying? So, but caller, we do appreciate your call, and do you have another question for my other special guest, Alan Jackson?
I'm just, basically the same thing. Well, you know what I mean, but a different aspect. Alan Jackson, what would you say drives you to continue to do music?
A lot of things drive me, man. One that drives me right now is my brother, the situation. I have a brother that has a rare disease. He's a nice adult case, and that drives me each and every day musically to succeed. And then I love it. I love it. It's like music to me is a drug. It's my drug of choice. It keeps me amped. It keeps me happy. I can, what I'm saying? It's everything. If I didn't have it, I'd be lost.
Right. Well, you know what I mean? Just to let y'all know, I'm an artist as well. You know what I mean? So, if y'all want to look me up, Facebook, SoundCloud, Rose Royal, R-O-S-E-R-O-Y-A-L.
All right, bro, I'll definitely check you out. And if you can, on Facebook, type in 802 Radio and go give us a like if you definitely support the show. There might be two different ones that pop up because I did the show with my old artist back in the day. You want to click on the one that has a picture of a state, and it says 802 Radio. That's the correct page.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Before you go, bro, man, shout out to Squad one more time, man, for holding it down. BMW, man, more money with us, man. Man, we live, bro.
You already know.
Yeah.
All
right, caller. Well, we appreciate your time, bro, and thanks for calling in. And if you heard a few minutes ago, show airs every other Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We just tried something new today, so we decided to go on 6:30, and we'd like to have you call in next show if you're down to.
All right, we'll do. I appreciate you.
All right, appreciate it, bro.
Sorry.
All right, Lyric and Alan Jackson, is there anything you guys want to say? You want to throw out your social media links before we get to our next caller?
You got to hit me up on Facebook. You got to, I will be making a new Instagram account. Everything is up underneath the Lyric Family First, which is A-L. E-R-I-C. My last name is F-A-M-I-L-Y-F-I-R-S-T. Lyric Family First. You can look me up on SoundCloud. I got a couple of songs on iTunes. And this track, Weird, that we dropped last night, man. I promise y'all, man. I promise you, you guys gonna love it, man. It'll be on both Spotify and iTunes by the end of this week.
That definitely sounds what's up, man. I can't wait to download that. I'm going to try to be the first to cop that album real quick. You know what I'm saying? Because the Lyric, wait until you hear this track, guys. I'm telling you right now, this dude's the real deal. So same as my boy Alan Jackson, too. So Alan Jackson, what do you got for social media links, bro?
Just go to Google and type in the Homeless Sons ENT and everything that I'm on will pop up.
All right, definitely. And before we get to our next caller, I also wanted to let all the callers know that us here at 802 Radio, being myself and Kate Scopes, we actually also started up our own our own graphics department. We have now we're now officially making graphics for people. I know I made some for a Lyric, and we made some for Tyrese Gibson's sister, Shantae Renee Gibson. She also has a radio show known as Queen G and Friends. And the request has been going through the roof. You know what I'm saying? We also make beats. So any artists out there looking for beats, and you'll own the beat. You know what I'm saying? You purchase a beat for us, you own the whole entire thing. we're not, you know, we don't just give them out for leases, because I never understood that. You know what I'm saying? So we sell bees from anywhere to $50 to, you know, $100. You know what I'm saying? And definitely go be sure you check out the 802 Radio fan page. Type in 802 Radio. The first one that pops up, it will show a state in 802 Radio. Give us a like. And, you know, be sure you check us out. We have a commercial coming soon and much, much more. So, Black Terror, would you like to send us our next caller?
704-891. Please, 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 this MK calling from Charlotte. What's going on?
MK, how's it going, bro?
Man, everything is beautiful. What's good, bro? Peace to y'all, man. Salutes to y'all. You know,
hey,
for real. Yeah, man. I'm excited, man. I'm going to tell y'all why I'm so excited real quick, man. November the 11th. And you know, I drop an album November the 11th every year. November the 11th, I drop an album. But damn, my album. What I'm talking about is this homeless drive, clothing and food drive. But this time I want to make it bigger, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was real big last year, but I want to make it real, real bigger. So I challenge people to come out, and I'm in Charlotte. We're going to be on North Tryon Street. I challenge people to come out, like barbers, half stylists, and, like, I challenge y'all to get these people a chance. Like, they're human, you know what I'm saying? They're human. They can be in the same situation. I mean, we can be in the same situation they are. So, you know, for the ones that really got love for self or love for humanity, you know what I'm saying? Just come out here and support, man. Just come out here or donate, you know what I'm saying? If you can't come out here, donate. Ain't nothing wrong with donating, you know what I'm saying? And everybody know my face is clean, my face is good. So I'm not seeking to treat nobody out of no money and none of that. I never been treated out of money before. I don't rock like that, you know what I'm saying? But they just never breathe haters over here, man. And I hope all my people stand up, man. Follow me on Facebook, MK Jones. Follow me on Instagram, LNDH1. Twitter, MChiller17. Yeah, we do this for real, man. It ain't just no rap thing, you know what I'm saying? Everything I talk about is so real, you know what I'm saying? For my people, I got so much love, no matter your race, creed, or color, none of that. Don't matter to me, you know what I'm saying? I just want to see us as people winning, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what I got going on. Check me out on SoundCloud. I got a song called Dirty VA. And y'all see what just happened in VA, right? Y'all see what just happened in VA with the Ku Klux Klan rally and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, be safe up there, bro. You're in VA. You better be safe up there. I got caught up there in VA coming from a tour. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got caught up in VA on some traffic stuff, and they arrested me, you know what I'm saying? I got caught with 5 ounces of weed. I don't care about talking about it now. But when it had happened, I didn't, you know what I'm saying, I really didn't talk about it because they didn't want the public to know about it because it was still an ongoing case. But I got caught 5 ounces of weed in a tube. You know what I'm saying? I didn't go there with the intentions of hurting nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm a pothead. I smoke weed. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm going to protect myself. I'm not somewhere. You know what I'm saying? But I was driving, coming back, going back to North Carolina, got pulled. They caught me with that. It was other people in the car. I'm the only one that didn't have no bond. You know what I'm saying? They kept me in there for 2 months without a bond, charged me $3 a day. So everything I'm talking about in that Dirty VA song is really real, you know what I'm saying? It's really real. As far as how they carry us up there, how they treat people up there, like everything is official.
And MK Jones, I do want to say one thing real quick, homie. I know you co-hosted a show with me a couple months back, and I want to give you a big shout-out, you know, because that was one of my favorite shows so far. You know, we had a lot of great topics, and you know, it was definitely a lit show. And also, to all the callers in the queue, be sure you go fucks with my man MK Jones, because what I also appreciate about him is whenever I need advice on music, this dude always, like, gives me advice. You know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to you, MK Jones, and Unfortunately, our special guest, a lyric, has to go here in a bit, so we're going to drop this one song, and you already know, bro, I'd keep you on the line if I could, but we definitely want to be sure we get other callers on, MK Jones, so I appreciate your call, fam, and hopefully we hear from the next show.
Okay, no doubt. Appreciate that too, Brad, bro. Salute to y'all. Black Guy Radio on the whole nine. Everybody love y'all. Shout out.
We love you too, bro. Peace.
All right, peace.
All right.
Jeez. All right, and to all the callers in the queue, please hold. Illyric's going to introduce us to this song. And before you do, Illyric, big shout out to you, homie. Thank you for taking time from your, you know, busy schedule to hang out with us. I apologize for all the background noise. You know, I should have had one person on at a time, but I thought, hey, why not just do it and we'll all, you know, hang out and have fun. So.
Yeah, no, it's all good, bro. It's all love, man, and you know, I appreciate the whole get down. I appreciate all you guys giving me the opportunity and the time. You know, I was going to do about 15 minutes, but I went ahead and extended it as long as possible, bro. To the song, man, it's called Where. It's going to be on my upcoming mixtape called Fuck Friends. It's featuring my boy, True Enough. He's from Bakersfield, California also, but he's out there on the East Coast doing his thing right now. And he's also part of the squad BMW with me, Doja, and Rose Royal that just called in. So, you know, the track's called Where. Hopefully you guys enjoy it.
And before you play it, Eddie, K-Scopes wants to say something real quick to Illyric.
Yo, hey, Illyric, man, if you can, send me some pictures. I'm going to go ahead and volunteer. I'm going to go ahead out on a limb, man, and do some graphic work for you.
I appreciate it, bro. You know, I do these night courses at college, bro. As soon as I get back from my college courses tonight, bro, I'll send them directly to you, bro.
All right, make sure it's the ones with the Rolex and the Jesus pieces.
All top, bro. I will do, bro.
All right.
Spin that track, Black Tear.
So basic bitch and she bad too. Like where? All these broke niggas talking bands, boy. I'm like where? And that same nigga talking bodies too. I'm like where? Many basic niggas and these basic bitches, that's some bullshit I can't stand. Woo. Basic niggas and these basic bitches, that's some bullshit I can't stand. Woo. Word of my genes, I'm true to my religion. Only fuck with bitches rocking them Christians. Louis, nigga. Don't fuck with Jehovah, all I know is shoot the witness. Rose, my bitch, a ball-headed neck, bitch, you used to be stripping. Up and down the block, selling pussy for a nigga.
Selling pussy for a nigga.
Goddamn, I'm cold when it come to jugging bitches. Yeah, yeah. If a bitch that's stripping, I'll tie up they laces. I know that they basic, but fuck it, they blameless. Cause niggas, they fucking be all on some lame shit.
Damn, lame niggas.
I'm judging these bitches off niggas they with. Say keep it real, that's as real as it get. I mean, bitch, how you real if your niggas a snitch? That shit is a trip, that's some shit I don't get. You a basic ass bitch, you simple as shit. If I give you the ball, you'll fumble the shit. Damn. If I give you the ball, you'll fumble the shit.
Basic bitch and she with it. I'm like, where? So basic bitch and she bad too. I'm
like, where? All these broke niggas talking bands, boy. I'm like, where? And that same nigga talking bodies too. I'm like, where? Man, these basic niggas and these basic bitches, that's some bullshit I can't stand. Basic niggas and these basic bitches, that's some bullshit I can't stand.
M1, like OJ. Fuck Trump, free Jose. Two socks, they Gucci. This lid, this roofie. Baby, it's loaded, I'm a kiss on. Her one blow in zone. I ain't co-sign these hoes.
Nah,
I never mind these hoes. Niggas ain't fake as they go. Yeah. Niggas is gans, these hoes. He didn't pay for the loan. He tried to stick with the loan. Put the potato to go. Hug a nigga with a knife on your head. Getting money, put a price on your man's. And I price on your man's. And I price on your man's. And I price on your man's. I stay on my lonely, I won't kill myself. Bitch, don't tell my business to nobody else. These niggas can't keep up, they gon' need a bell. Should've said some hell, but fuck them, help them sell.
Basic bitch and she with it. I'm like, where? So basic bitch and she bad too. I'm like, where? All these broke niggas talking bands, boy. I'm like, where? And that same nigga talking bodies too. I'm like, where?
Man, these basic niggas and these basic bitches, that's some bullshit I can't stand. Woo. Basic niggas and these basic bitches, that's some bullshit I can't stand. Woo. Basic niggas and these basic bitches, that's some bullshit I can't stand. Woo. Basic niggas and these basic bitches, that's some bullshit I can't stand. Woo.
Hello.
Ooh, that song was dope, guys. You know what I'm saying? I definitely definitely fucks with that song. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the homie Lyric. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, guys, he did have to go. So to all the callers in the queue that, you know, was able to talk to him, you know what I'm saying? The dude's just he had a really busy schedule today. So I'm sure he'll definitely be back. If I know Lyric how I know him, he'll definitely be back. So what do you think of that song, though, Alan Jackson?
Yo, I liked it. It was hot. It was fire.
Definitely was, bro. And did you have anything to add to the callers before we get to our before we bring our next caller on?
Nope. Bring them on.
All right, Black Terror. Who's our next caller?
252-799. Peace. Peace.
Hey, what's going
Peace
on, homie?
Black
Where you calling? Where you calling from?
I originate from North Carolina, which is called Nancy, you know what I mean, from P-Town, Washington County. My name is Honest God of Law. I'm down with my brother, Dialog, at the Preacher Chamber. Also, shout out to my brothers, that them are here in the P. My man's a Rob Belcher, my man Kendall, Young Music, you know what I mean? Also, shout out to my man, Black Tears. Shout out to the whole Wu-Tang Clan group. Shout out to my Hell Keto group.
Shout
out also to the underground.
Let me call. Can I call
in? Definitely, bro. We appreciate you calling in. And what you calling in for today? What do you got for us to promote? Are you an artist?
Basically, man, I'm a writer, man. You know what I'm saying? I just want to spit these bars real quick.
Yeah, before you do, real quick, homie, to all the callers in the queue, please hold right where you are. And Alan Jackson, you good with checking out these bars for? Are you good with him spitting, bro? I know you're the guest host too. I wanted to make sure you're
cool.
Yeah,
I want to hit some bars.
Yeah.
All right, Tyler, take it away.
I ran you devils over the cross. I hot the rape the sand over the cross, the hill with the conquest cave mountain. A sand hill where that I ran, coined it in savage rhyme. I come in the name of lightless, lyrical Moses, like grand God, like Abraham, or like knowledge of universal future chamber. I am fire, reformer, renated, originality, grand God, flow of all many level verses. It's all universal verses. Verse for a verse, line to line, by the rewind to rhyme, by the zone, still sharp with my flow on your heads. Lyrically chop the head that I got many. In a many heads, by the week, by the sets, and told y'all hell, kid, it is what I walked through it, but I bottled it through hell. It's the key of unlock knowledge, of unlocking the dead mind to get money. For knowledge of getting the cream of it is the meaning to get dough. That's that level go have keto cast cake or baker, not been in the shell out like y'all candy wheat rappers. I told y'all whack rhymers, I'm doing to y'all weak. I'm reasonable, creatable status. Ah, damn. But that's why I'm working on right now.
Hey, we definitely, you know, appreciate all freestyles out here, bro. I'm easy to please, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've only had maybe one or two artists that called in that I would say I was like, eh. But, bro, I definitely fucks with that. You know what I'm saying? So, big shout out to you, homie. And what you think of that, Alan Jackson?
Yeah, I fucks with it. It was hard. I liked it.
And
I really want to go back over it. Hey, you know what I'm saying? If y'all could put me back on the next line,
that's the only thing. We ain't got a lot of time, so if you're cool and you want to sit in the queue, and if there's time, we'll put you back on this bit.
All right. It'd be cool with me, bro. All
right. Well, we appreciate you calling in, man. And like I said, you know, it's just freestyle off the top of the dome. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've even messed up countless times, too. I'm not saying you did or you didn't, bro. I mean, I definitely heard every word, and I feel it. You know what I'm saying? So just wait for you, man, and we'll definitely get you back on.
All right, bro. I'll be right here.
All right, cool.
Peace to the God, Black Terror.
Yeah, definitely. Big shout-out to the homie Black Terror. Before we get to our next caller, guys, something else I want to make for a quick PSA. To all the people that support, not just myself, but the 802 Radio movement, which now involves, K-Scopes. K-Scopes and I are actually dropping an EP real soon. So I know I said back in 2011 when I was doing, professionally recording my music and all that stuff out in Utica, New York, I know I told a lot of my friends and family members that I'm going to be coming out with a mixtape. Unfortunately, you know, a thing about being a hip-hop artist, I'm sure Alan Jackson can relate to this, you know, it's not as easy as people think. A lot of my friends think, oh, it's as simple as going to the studio and recording a song and boom. We all have our personal lives too, you know what I'm saying? So you have to balance personal life along with writing music, along with creativity, along with all this, and it can take its toll. That's why think of people like Chameleon Air. Look at how hot Chameleon Air was. Now all of a sudden he just stopped rapping, and I think he became a stockbroker or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, this game isn't cut out for everybody. So for all those that supported my music, you know what I'm saying? We are definitely going to be coming out with an EP real soon. It's going to include, I think, maybe 6 or 7 songs, 5 from me and 2 from K-Scopes. So if you guys are definitely interested in getting one of those, be sure you shoot me a message directly on Facebook, Brad Bourne, or shoot K-Scopes a message on Facebook as well under, why don't you tell them what it is?
Yeah, I'm under D's Nuts. But
that's his name, guys, for real. D's, D-E-E-Z, Nuts, K-N-U-T-Z. I don't know why I'm telling him to change his name. It sounds, you know, unprofessional, but that's his name,
that's
Alan Jackson.
Though.
Can you believe that?
That's catchy, though.
Yeah, it is. But sometimes I feel like, sometimes it's like, oh, I got to send a message. So I'm sending a message to D's Nuts, and it's like, that's the purpose of it, you know, because it also makes people laugh. You know what I'm saying, when you do it?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess Case Gopes has something for you real quick, Alan Jackson.
All right, Alan, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, man, I kind of dig that the homeless thing. What made you go with the homeless title?
Well, the homeless son, it has a meaning behind it. It has a purpose behind it. And the purpose behind it basically means that 98% of the world is dictated by what goes on in their life by other people. There's 2% of the world that lives freely and does what they want. We call ourselves the homeless sons to remember what we are not.
Okay, I rocks with that, man. I rocks with that most definitely. And I definitely appreciate, man, it's sweet that you extend a hand out to those people in low conditions, like in low situations, man. That's something special. And I really dig into how everybody that does music and everybody that's on the station today has a unique form about why they do what they do, what they do, man. But call us in the queue. Please wait for a second. And you know what? Y'all ain't got to wait. Black Terror on to the next one. You got anything else to say, Alan?
I'm good.
All right, bring the next one.
I'm having a good time
right.
On the show.
What show?
313-878.
What up, D-Town in the building?
Hey, what's up?
What up?
This your boy Kano Split Swigs, Westside Detroit, checking in.
Hey, what's going on, Kano? How's it going, homie?
It's all good on my end, relaxing, enjoying my off day, trying to work on some new music.
Well, I also wanted to let you know, bro, because I know Detroit shows, my radio show and all these other radio podcasts, a lot of love. One of my co-hosts, K-Scopes, and my business partner, my brother, he's actually also from Michigan as well. That's how he knew the number right off, so... You know, from one Michigan brother to another, I'm sure he's definitely, saluting you, big homie.
That's what's up. I appreciate that.
So what you calling in for today, bro? What you got for us? Any albums dropping or shows you're about to do?
Well, I'll be dropping a mixtape before the end of the year. I don't have a title just yet. So I want to let everybody know that the mixtape is coming, and want to kick a few bars for y'all, if that's all right.
Yeah, most definitely. But before you do, bro, let me just say to all the callers in the queue, please hold. We're going to get you on as soon as we can. Well, all right, caller, take it away.
All right, here we go. A room full of MCs, must be dinner time, buffet, happy hour, and I'm first in line. Take a handful of whack rappers, kill them off weekly.
Dope rappers are now endangered species. Put the guns down, take your ass back to school. Thinking it's cool to glorify your bullet wounds. Sick of holding on to old shit, but I ain't taking no laxatives. A colon cleansers kill you by accident. You should take your rhyme book, put it in the blender. I ain't never seen competition or contenders. I mob deep to bring hell on earth. If I ever hear my name in the verse, try me.
Ooh. What do you say? Put your rhyme book in a blender. I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, my man. Kano Split Swigs. That's definitely that D-Town style, man. You know, I can tell by listening to you that you've been in countless freestyle battles, man, and came out with your hands held high in victory, dude. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm not really a battle rapper, but I've done it here and there, and I actually had a few wins. I mean, well, most of the time I did win. You know, I might have had a draw, but I don't think nobody ever just killed me, like, you know.
Right, and that's real, right. Because that's real. That's real. Everybody want to say that they ain't never took no losses, but we got a real one on here with us, man, admitting the losses. And, you know, because you never really step in up to anybody that's weak in a battle rap. At least you never know. Shit, I was 5 years old. I lost to my sister. She was 12. Then I battled a guy that was about like 60 years old. And, you know, I didn't think he had no bars. He proved me wrong. But it's all about standing in the form of hip hop, man, and keeping that truth. I like how you got that truth in there, man, because a lot of things done in the radio and today's society. Hey, they're not giving opportunities to nobody that's spitting truth because they want to fill our heads with nonsense. And anytime I get a chance to congratulate an artist, man, that's putting truth in there, you know what I'm saying? You're doing a good job. And hit me up on Facebook as Under These Nuts, and I'm doing graphic art for everybody today. It's only a special occasion. I ain't doing it every day. But if you do today, I'll hook you up with a cold graphic just so I can stay busy. Any other callers in the queue, please hold on.
And real quick, caller, before you get off the air, do you have any questions for my special guest, Alan Jackson of the Homeless Son DNT?
Actually, I had just like called in. I didn't really hear. I heard a song playing. Was that your song that was playing a while ago?
The very first one at the start of the show was his. The one that we just played recently was our other host, Lyric. But you will hear another track of his real soon. Before the show ends, we're going to play it.
Well, whatever track, the last track y'all played was pretty dope.
That was the homie,
I give it to
Lyric.
Him. Yeah, that was fire. I give it to him.
Yeah, definitely. He's definitely talented. And all right, caller. Well, we definitely appreciate you calling in. And once again, my homie K-Scopes, he actually, you know, is doing graphics. So if you can't find his profile, because he does spell it unique, just type in 802 Radio. And be sure you, you know, as soon as you like the page, we'll get a notification and I'll have him hit you up directly for that graphic.
All right, appreciate it. Kano Splits Wigs. Appreciate y'all having me on the show, and y'all keep hip-hop alive.
All right, bro, facts. And once again, we appreciate you calling in.
All right, peace.
Peace. All right, to all the callers in the peace. Queue, please hold. We're going to get to you as soon as we can. I just want to ask Alan Jackson a couple quick questions. For all the people that might be hearing your name for the first time, Describe your style in three words. Describe your music or your hip-hop style in three words.
I've always been told that I have an Ice Cube complex with the flow sometimes. To me, I'm a person, it's all about the flow. That's all I care about, lyrics and flow. You got to have a flow.
Definitely, and see, that's the hardest thing for me to pick up right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm more of a medium-paced, you know what I'm saying, style rapper. Like, I rap to, like, medium-style beats and stuff like that. And I tried to go fast once, but, you know, that's when you get a lot of respect for all these fast rappers. Like, you know, one of my homeboys, Mick Dread, that I actually met off these podcasts, you know what I'm saying? This dude spit 150 syllables in 15 seconds. And I'm sitting there like, I try that, dude, and I couldn't even do it. You know what I'm saying? And so I have nothing but respect for all these fast rappers. And to be honest with you, I think that they're not given as much credit as they deserve. And like I said, interject anytime you want, Alan Jackson. The reason why I say this is because fast rappers, people want to hear how fast you can go, but then they criticize you if you go so fast to the point where you don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? There has to be some kind of in the middle. You can't expect somebody to spit rounds as fast as a Gatling gun and then criticize for that not being able to hear them crystal clear. As long as I can pick out a couple words, I'm cool with them spitting fast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. The only fast rapper I know is my brother on my team and the CEO of the company. That's Kenneth Street, Daniel Norwood. He can spit fast. He can spit slow. He's a lyricist. And when he comes to fast flowing, he's the only fast rapper I know that can pronunciate his words while he's spitting fast.
That must be impressive to see, man. You know what I'm saying? And to all the callers, please hold. I'm just going to ask, one more question. What got you into music? I know you said you loved it at a young age and stuff like that, but was there any artist that you grew up listening to that when you heard on the spit, you're like, you know what, I want to rap? Is there any artist that motivated you to become a rapper?
This might sound like a cliche, but Tupac Shakur. I watched Tupac as a kid, and I wanted to be that. I wanted that lifestyle. I wanted to be real like that. I wanted to connect my community and say what was going on in my community and everything like that. Tupac got me in the game.
Definitely, definitely. And, rest in peace, the greatest of all time. And, you know what I'm saying? He's my personal favorite. You know what I'm saying? So, Pac, and I believe, there's so many names. Like, one of these days I want to have a segment on the show where we have callers tell their top five best artists of all time, because what's neat about hearing these, people mentioning their top five best artists is there's always that one artist that that one name that people bring up that you don't expect to hear. And one of the artists I believe is – huh? Go ahead, bro.
The artist I believe that's underrated, was always underrated, was Heavy D.
Oh, yeah, facts.
He was always underrated.
Somebody that I believe that should be in the top 10, let me know if you agree with this one, then we'll get to the next caller. One of the artists that's in my top 10, and I personally believe that he should be in more people's top 10, is I believe that Exhibit in his prime should be in the top 10. Have you ever heard this man freestyle? Exhibit from Pimp My Ride. That dude is a cold dude right there. You know what I'm saying? He's in my top 10 best of all time, as far as lyrics and his style. You know what I'm saying? And you don't hear a lot of people mention his name.
I feel you.
So definitely, bro, but we definitely got to get to more callers because they've been waiting patiently in the queue. You ready for this? All right, Black Terry, you want to send us the next caller?
434-426.
Yo. 434-426,
you're live.
What's happening, baby? It's your boy, Kenneth Street, CEO of the Homeless Sons.
Ooh.
Hey, what's
bro?
Going on, man?
What's going on, Brad? How we doing?
Doing great, man. I wanted to commend you, to take time out of your schedule to call in. I know I heard you say Homeless Sons ENT, so you're with Alan Jackson, a part of that team, right, bro?
Yes, he's my vice president. He is the freaking man.
Yeah,
Alan Jackson is the man.
He's a cool dude, man. Well, you want to take a couple minutes, bro, to catch up with him. He's on the line right here, so feel free to.
Oh no, I got him.
To...
We out here. We promoting. We just did 3 songs last night in the studio. You can find them on YouTube. I'm introducing Kadasia Turner, and she's doing some singing stuff. And we got all kinds of great stuff coming. And we got the best we can with what we got. Volume 2 coming out on September 11th.
Oh, wow. What a great day, to release music, with all those catastrophic events that happened on that
day. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't even want to get started on the catastrophic events, right? Because I'm really, really, as a guy who lives in Virginia, I'm really pissed off about Charlottesville.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
I didn't mean to bring up anything, bro. I just wanted to, I just wanted to say that, man, because it is a touching date, but we definitely
yeah,
we
well,
definitely
we're doing it on purpose. It's Patriots Day. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a veteran. So there's a lot behind that, and there's a reason behind why we're dropping it the day we're dropping it.
You said you're a veteran?
Yes.
Well, thank you for your service, bro, and we definitely, you know, definitely salute y'all, because sad part is about that is you don't hear a lot of people that say that. I know there's a lot of people that say thanks for your service, but, you know, with all the negativity in this world, you know, we do greatly appreciate, you know, your service to this country, fam.
Hey, I love it. I go back in a heartbeat, but I'm a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs now.
Yeah, well, this music industry can do that to you too, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Dude, I've been doing music for 19 years.
Since you're on the line, I have to say it real quick. I encountered an artist yesterday on my Facebook. I used to know this artist very well. I used to manage for this artist, and I know this artist very well. This guy asked on his Facebook if there's any attractive females. We want you to stop by and be in our next video shoot. So of course, all these attractive females said, "Oh, I'll be in the show." After he saw six or seven attractive females agree to be in his video, guess what this fool tried to do? He tried to say, "Oh, it's $100 to be in the video shoot." Bro, you don't charge people to be in your damn video.
You don't do that? Are you fucking serious? Excuse my language. I'm sorry. Wow, you don't do that.
Wow.
If the pretty ladies come out, you let them come on out and shake their
ass. That's a plus.
And all I'm gonna say, only in Vermont would that happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy, and that's why a lot of times people ask in the past, you know, why I don't have a lot of Vermonters on the show. It's because I don't like the politics out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
I understand completely, bro. Fuck politics. It's not about politics. It's about talent, love, and passion.
Yep.
Definitely, bro. And real quick, before I let you say anything else, to all the callers, please hold. Is there anything else that you would like to say, bro, before we get to our next caller, to Alan Jackson, or just to all the 40,000 listeners tuning in?
Want me to spit a bar or two?
Yeah, if you want, bro. If you can.
All right. The mind is a terrible thing to waste in the world, this world, every day. Everyone has a place, but it's up to us just to find a way. They quick to judge us, but they not quick to love us. The world is so massive, it's easier than you think to go and be passive. Overcome the anger with all of the passion. Even most shoots are just like a bastard. No matter what you do, want to chase it after. We must make a decision, live with it or die, or end up in prison. It's a simple comprehension. Don't look in the mirror and get sick of living. Aren't you sick of living in the trenches? Day in and day out. Day in and day out. So much repetition. Dreams are to be chased, not just thought about and set in place. Time is ticking away. We ain't got no time to waste. Everyone is like, it's okay to be a disgrace. And the time will come. Sometimes it never does. And then you're flying with the doves, wondering about what a life once was.
I'm about to shut the show down if y'all keep bringing fire like this. This is crazy. So definitely appreciate it, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's how the Homeless Sons ENT do it, guys. So definitely go support them right now.
Right now, Homeless Sons ENT on Google, YouTube, and I'll let you go, Brad. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you putting my VP on that motherfucker.
Hey, not a problem, man. He's definitely one of the coolest cats that I know, like you said. So he's definitely welcome on anytime.
All right, awesome, Brad. We'll talk to you. Let the next caller get on.
All right, sounds good. All right, real quick, before we get to our next caller, Alan Jackson, do you mind if I put you on the spot real quick, homie?
Yeah.
All right. Tupac, Exhibit, and DMX, or Nas, Biggie, and Big Pun. If you could choose one of those groups, if they went head to head, who would you give it to? Once again, Exhibit, DMX, and Pac, or Nas, and Big Pun.
Well, truthfully, Big Pun went by itself.
Yeah, Big Pun. Based, yeah, I thought.
Based on lyric and flow.
Oh yeah. Did you ever see that video he dropped on YouTube where it was him, DMX, and a bunch of others? He's like, hit him like that, feel the earth crack, hand him his purse back. I was like, ooh, this guy's crazy.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah, bro. But once again, before we get to our next caller, give out your social media links one more time so that way people waiting to get on, they can check out your music.
Well, they can check us out on YouTube. All they got to do is put the search in as a Homeless Sons ENT. We'll pop up there. We're on Google. You can Google us, the Homeless Sons ENT. We're on iTunes. We're on Google Play. We're on Spiff. We're on iHeartRadio. Just put in the Homeless Sons ENT, and everything will pop up.
All right, Sam. Well, definitely. Let's get to this next caller, Black Terror. Who do we got next?
517-215.
What up, Doe?
What's up, man? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Well, this hard head G No calling from Detroit, the murder mitten, Michigan.
Ooh, that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Michigan shows the show so much love. So shout out to Michigan. And you,
yes,
homie.
Indeed. Good looking.
So what you got to promote for us today, fam?
Google hard head G No. I'm saying, or G No Shutter Sound on Apple Music and Spotify. And I got
all
that
right,
Gino
right.
on Reverb Nation. And also my artist JoJo Crawford on Reverb Nation.
That's definitely, I'm definitely going to check it out, bro. I actually take notes during all the shows so I can check out all these, you know, ill underground artists. And you're also on with Alan Jackson of the Homeless Sons ENT. Do you have any questions for him?
Where is he located at?
Lynchburg, Virginia.
Oh, Virginia. There's a lot going on in Virginia right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm an hour and a half away from it.
Right, yeah. so y'all come around and do some type of rally or something in Virginia with your music people, and y'all set up like a little concert or something, a fundraiser or something like that down there?
Nope, dude. Cause we have a motto. My motto is this: both sides was wrong, because they really started over a statue, the Robert E. Lee statue that's in the park, which is the government belongs to the city of Charlottesville, which they can do whatever they want to. What they should have done was had a petition signed and gave it to the mayor to keep it. They had to protest. The other side was wrong for being out there just picking on them. So they both was wrong. That's my view of it.
Yeah, true.
It's sad because all the doctors was on standby in case something really bad happened. And my brother has one of the rare disease, and he might have had to been in Charlottesville that day. Glad he didn't have to. It was his birthday.
Right. So you figure you just figure to stay back and not do nothing.
My stance it could have affected my family, what they did.
Yeah, but either way, it could have affected your family.
No,
what I don't like about the news in general is there's 100 acts, 1,000 acts of kindness that's done every single day, but the news just rather choose the and you never hear about it. They just rather talk about this nonsense and spread conflict in the Donald Trump said this. Who gives a F what he said? You know what I'm saying? There's all these other conflict on. There's homeless people out there that are, you know, finding, like, did you guys ever see the story of that homeless guy who found this lady's ring? She dropped her $3,000 wedding ring on the side of the road. This guy picked it up. He could have easily took it to the pawn shop and lived like it, you know, and had $3,000. He's homeless.
Yep.
He hunted the lady down, and he gave her back the ring. That should be front news, you know what I'm saying? Not this whole drama BS that people are doing for attention, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I don't watch the news anymore, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But my point was, like, the music down there, whatever, like, they come and do, like, a benefit concert or something and rally everybody up and try to, you know, like, something for the homeless or something like that. That's what I was saying.
You still there, Alan Jackson?
Yeah. Well, in my community, what we're doing is, because school just started, so it's all about the kids right now.
Yeah, okay. Well, y'all doing something like a fundraiser for that?
Right now, the school just started today. School just started. The first day of school for the children in my community was today.
So y'all give a lot of that book bags.
They should have book bags and pencils and things like that. What they need.
Oh, okay.
Because they're the future.
Real quick, caller, I do just got to say to all the callers in the queue, please hold right where you are. Is there anything else, caller, you want to say real quick? I didn't want to cut you off, man, but we only got about 20-something minutes left of the show, and I want to try to get, you know, as many people on as we can.
Yes, right. Hardhead Gino at Google, check me out. And I want to ask Alan Jackson, like, is there any type of where organization or where can the people down there go to get in touch with the school supplies and things like that for the school?
Hit me up. What you do is hit me up on Facebook. My name is Alan Jackson on Facebook. I'm with the Homeless Sons ENT, and I'll get you a list.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Just hit my inbox up, and I'll get you a list, man.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you,
caller.
Appreciate your call.
Yeah, all right, thanks. Thanks for having me.
No problem. All right, Alan Jackson, is it okay if we get to a couple more callers and end on your track, or would you like us to play it and then put a caller on or so?
We can end it. We can end the show with my track.
All right, that's cool, man. So, Black Terror, who do we have next?
313-938.
Yo, what up, Doge? Boy, Ross Rod from Detroit calling in. Last Act of Defiance Entertainment. What's happening with y'all?
Hey, just chilling, running the show, fam. And once again, Michigan again. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. All the love. And we definitely – I wish I could go down to Michigan, you know what I'm saying, and return the love. But I'd probably get in trouble down there.
We'll take care of you, man. We'll take care of you.
I'm actually from I'm actually in Vermont, so you know what I'm saying? The only city I've ever seen in my life is, like, New York, you know what I'm saying? When I talk about city, not New York City, I've been to Utica, New York, which is, like, the closest to the ghetto, and I told one of my friends that, and he laughed in my face. He's like, dude, I'm from Detroit. You don't know what the ghetto is if you're talking about Utica. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all, man.
So what you calling like... for, fam? What you got for us today?
Man, I just wanted to, like I said, call and promote my label, Last Act of Defiance Entertainment. And we've got a few projects out. First and foremost, my artist, Cucarachi, has a single, The Whole Night. And everything I'm telling y'all is available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon, YouTube, whatnot. But like I said, Cucarachi, he has a single, The Whole Night, out right now. Doing what he's doing, you know. We're working on some more projects for him because he's doing his album called entitled 2930, which will be coming up by the end of this year. But we also have my other artist, B Nutty. He has his EP, W3IG, out right now in all those stores. And, you know, there's a couple of videos on YouTube from the EP, one for Keep It Real and the other for All We Know. So y'all can definitely check those videos out. Like I say, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Cucarachi and B95 whatnot. And you can follow Last Act Defiance at LADENT_ on Instagram, Last Act Defiance on Facebook. And the last thing I want to promote, we got a show coming up this Saturday at the historic Blind Pig in Ann Arbor. So we were honored to be able to headline a show out there. So, anybody in the Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, Detroit area, you want to come check us out, y'all can feel free to do that. But make sure y'all definitely check out their music on Spotify or whatnot.
And we definitely appreciate your call, fam. And before you go off the hang up, would you got any questions for my special guest, Alan Jackson of the Homeless Sons ENT?
Just remember, y'all doing any touring or any shows anywhere else outside of Virginia where you at?
Not right now. We're working on getting a show in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. That's what's up, man. Well, if y'all want to do a show up in Detroit, man, link up with me. I actually got the plug on the Boulevard Bar and Grill where we do a lot of hip-hop shows up here in Detroit. So, We do a lot of talent showcases or whatever. Just did a Who's Next. Started a showcase called Who's Next, where we're featuring maybe local artists or any artists from anywhere. Let them come up, do their thing with the venue. We taking care of the venue. We take care of the DJ unless you got your own. You know what I'm saying? Let you put on the show and handle your business, man. So if you want to do something up in Detroit, holler at me and we can put something together.
I will.
All right. we definitely appreciate you calling in, bro. And, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully one of these days I can try to link up with some Michigan artists or other artists all over the world and get y'all out to Vermont and show Vermont some love, too. You know what I'm saying? That's where the 802 and 802 radio comes from. It's out of Vermont. That's the Vermont area code. So, you know, it's definitely hard to be an artist out here. You know what I'm saying? Because can you guys name an artist off the top of your head that you know that's ever been signed from Vermont? That's my point exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, it's so small, guys. There's more cows than people out here. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you know, so try to link up and come out to Vermont sometime, and I'll do whatever I can to make it happen for y'all, because I definitely want to give Vermont, you know, some of that Michigan talent, some of that Virginia talent, too. You know what I'm saying?
If you got a little space, we'll come rock it, baby. You ain't said nothing.
I know, right?
Definitely, bro. And we appreciate your call, caller, because we definitely have only about 20 minutes left of the show. So if you can, go on to Facebook, type in 802 Radio, and give us a like. You know what I'm saying? And you can also keep up to date with all news. Like I said, we got a commercial coming real soon. We actually have a drone we're going to film the commercial with. We're just in the process of getting an SD card. Case Gopes was flying the drone and actually had a crash landing in the trees, so we actually had to go out there and find the thing, and the SD card came up missing. So that's what happens when a Michigan guy comes out to Vermont and flies a drone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I already know. Got him drones in the trees.
Definitely, bro. Yeah. But, once again, we appreciate your call, fam.
Always, man. Appreciate you.
All right, see ya. All right, Black Terror, who do we got next?
413-727.
Hey, Angel's in the house calling from Western Massachusetts. What's
wow,
up, family?
What's up, Angel?
What
I'm
up?
Good, I'm good. Hey, guys. Good to be here. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Shout out to 802 Radio and shout out to Blackout Radio. That's what's up.
Shout out to you as well. And it's so weird to hear you this late into the show. Usually you're like in the top list, you know what I'm saying? So I know it's probably, you know, on our end, you know what I'm saying, because I have so many voice drops and stuff like that, and I know you're trying to keep the record intact, but, you know, it still stands, you know. So, you know what I'm saying? I think
I'm
you called
still
in,
here,
like,
no
you
matter
called
what.
In, you called in, what, 12 times?
Yeah, man, it was really cool how I had that record. I'm really, really grateful for that.
And thank
that
you for the voice
really,
drop,
really
by
cool.
the way, you know. Thank you for the voice drop and also a Lyric Family First, you know what I'm saying, for the voice drop as well.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. I'm so grateful to be able to do that for you. And thank you to Tig Stone for actually recording that for me in his studio. Yeah, that's what's up. I'm really, really grateful for that opportunity. And that's one way that I could show, besides calling into your show every week, just another way that I could show my support for you, you know what I mean? And I'm really grateful, and I'm glad you like it. So, thank you.
And I appreciate the support too. So, what you calling in for today? I know you got a lot of things to promote. So, why don't you take it away and promote for us? What do you got for us?
Oh, sure. Well, right now I've just been working. Basically, I'm trying to get. There's so much stuff going on, actually. Yeah, I've been working with my man, Jay LeBlanc, and I just started Angels, a band, together with him. So we were working over the weekend on our music and, you know, getting it tight so that we can get it rehearsed and get it recorded so we can get our ISRC codes and, like, you know, do things with it. And then I've also been, you know, I'm a radio show, a co-host myself, so I've been working on that and, like, making bookings with my people in the Crip Hop Nation. So shout out to the Crip Hop Nation out there, representing for the disabled, the deaf, the blind, the poor, the elderly, you know, those people that are out there that have special needs. It's even people that are, I don't know, sometimes life throws curveballs and you never know what's going to happen. And we give a platform to those kind of people that actually need a platform to get their artwork out. And so I got to give a shout-out to Leroy Moore and to our founder, Keith Jones. So you can find me on the 10th anniversary CD with Wonder Mike and Sugar Hill Gang, and also Rock Noise Temple, who's a friend of mine, my homie, a Sugar Hill Gang. And we also got Run DMC on that album, so I'm really, really happy. I got two tracks on that. I'm really, really grateful to be a part of that movement. So that's what's going on.
And because you said Run DMC, I have to. This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock a run. That's right. Come on, Alan Jackson. I need to go.
No doubt. Oh, my goodness. Dope. That's what's up.
I actually did the King.
A
quick fact about me. I actually did the King of Rock. For my first ever talent show at school, and I actually like stole the show because I had one of my buddies come in. He was I was Run, and he was the other one, and my buddy was Jam Master Jay, and we actually came out with the Fendoras and fake gold chains on and Adidas.
Nice.
And
that's
so
cool. Well, you got some sick songs. I was listening to your actual song you have as your intro. It's really freaking dope. I'm a big fan of yours, Brad Bourne. So yeah, keep
hey,
doing what you do
much.
And spitting your bars. You know, shout
and,
out to Lindell Sexy of VIP Room Magazine. You can check me out in that mag. I'm on two Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes. Shout out to DJ Flipside for making that happen. Wu Files 2, Wu Files 4. So I'm really grateful. I got a lot of things going on. But yeah, shout out to I want to give a shout out to OG Mac Drama. He put me on. I'm Power Talk with OG with Ann Jules, and I'm booking the Crip Hop Nation right now. So that's what I've been working on today, and that's pretty much why I was late in calling in, because I've been trying to book those two guys for interviews on my show. It's kind of cool. So it's nice to be able to do what you guys do, and now I understand, and I know, like, I've been watching, like, Eddie Powell, and you know, I've been part of this family for so long since he started, and I'm so grateful to him for all the opportunities and the really cool people, including OG Mac Drama and Dollar Rue and all these, like, really good Just Juice, Just P, all these really cool Young Zeke, you know, who's on the cover of a magazine with me. And just being in, like, Untouchable Magazine with Black Tear, Blackout Radio, and all these really cool people, Lil Dicky, and it's just so humbling to be their first cover girl, and just humbling to actually rub shoulders with. I mean, right now, I can't even believe this, but, like, Rob Denoise is like, big, you know? And then, like, Curtis Blow, he's in my family now, you know? Like, I met all these really cool people, and I'm so humbled by their association to me, because I've looked up to them all my life. And I'm just very, very grateful for opportunities, and it humbles me so much. So thank you for this moment. This moment right here, right now, is humbling, and I'm so happy to be here. So thank you. Shout out to 802 Radio. Ann Jules is a fan for you for life.
Thank you, Ann Jules. And we definitely have to keep Joe moving. We only got about a few more minutes left. So thank you for calling in, as always. And just because you said Curtis Blow, basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way to dribble up and down the court, just like I'm a king of the microphone. So is Dr. J and Moses Malone. I like slam dunks to take me to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley-oop. I like to pick and roll. I like to give and go, because it's basketball, Mr. Curtis Blow.
Ha! Woo! Yes! That was a...
Now
we need
That's
Alan.
Fire.
Now we need Alan All Jackson
right,
in the back. He's playing basketball.
I love it. Oh my God! Throwback.
Basketball.
I love it. He's so
right,
cool.
Angel,
you guys are so
much
cool.
For coming in.
All right, you're welcome. You know it. Have a great night, you guys. Blessings to everybody out there. Thank you. Peace.
Yep. Peace.
Peace.
All right, callers, before we get to our next caller, I do have to give a certain shout-out to his name is Midwest Matthew. He usually calls in. I'm sure he's probably still on the line, but during the last show, when we paid homage and tribute to all the talented females in the game, he actually commented on my intro song, 802 Nobody, and I recorded this song back in 2011, and I was chilling with my boys. You know, I'm the only white guy on all three of the songs. Actually, all four of my songs, I'm actually the only white guy on all my songs. And I was chilling in the studio with them, and they went over my verses because this was like only my third time rapping. One of them filled it in for me and said, nah, because we were trying to think of a slang word or a word that we can use that solidifies homie, because the bar that I had before that, putting homie in it, it wouldn't fit. So the only word that really fit was, you know, the word, what's up, my nigga, kind of like that. And, you know, we had a comment on it, and Alan, and not Alan Jackson, but Midwest Matthew, you know, said that he didn't think that it was wise, and I should definitely take it down. He understood that it was a good, you know, intent, but, you know, people could take that, you know, offensively. And I actually just went out and got the song remastered, and it actually sounds really good. So big shout out to Midwest Matthew for, you know, making me understand and see that. You know, I always had a feeling that it would cause, you know, a little bit of controversy, but all my black friends told me, you know, as long as you don't put the ER on the end of it, you know, that word is used now to solidify, like, homeboy. You know what I'm saying? White chicks go around and say it, you know, for attention all day. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, how can you have a problem with a white artist that says it using the word homeboy, but, you know what I'm saying, white chicks go around and say it all day to for attention, and it's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? So, but I just wanted to fix it. And what do you think about that, Alan Jackson? Do you think it was wise, or?
It could have went any way. You could have left it. I'm personally, I don't really care. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, and that's why at first I was like, yeah, that's why it took me so long to change it, because that song's been out, like I said, since 2011. And really, the only people that ever told me that I should probably change it was one person in Vermont and then Midwest Matthew. And I was like, you know what? If I just fix it right now, I do understand what they're saying, so I decided to fix it, you know? So,
yeah.
But, yeah, without further ado, what was that, bro?
I feel you.
All right, man, so let's continue with the show. Black Terror, who's our next caller?
313-659.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hello?
What's your name? Where you calling from?
What up? Day True, man. Day True.
Hey, that's
Day
what's
true
up, man.
Detroit. Yeah.
What you calling in to promote for us? You got any mixtapes or albums, shows? What's up, man?
My new album will be out soon.
All right. And is this on Dat Piff, or where is it going to be released? Do you know yet?
I don't know yet. As far as I know, it's going to be up on YouTube eventually. But as far as I know, that's all I know for now. So this moment, what's the name of it?
No, what do you think of it? Like, are you satisfied with the project? Do you think it's going to be your best project yet, or?
Maybe.
Well, I can't wait to hear it, man.
Probably. Actually, I done put, like, a lot of rounds on it. I mean, I give it a 7 out of 10 on it.
Hey, well, you know what I'm saying, bro? You always gotta put yourself, you know what I'm saying? You gotta put yourself, you know what I'm saying? So I need to say, I haven't even heard it yet, and I can just already tell it's probably going to be like an 8 or a 10, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just appear like, you know what I'm saying, to be a real dude. So what do you, how's it going out in Michigan?
Oh, well, I'm on my way back to Indiana, so that's where I'm at right now. Yeah.
Do you have any questions for my special guest, Alan Jackson of the Homeless Sons ENT?
I haven't heard about that, a homeless son, but that doesn't sound too good.
No, that's our special guest. He's Alan Jackson of the Homeless Sons. He's on the line. I was asking if you had any questions for him.
Well, just try to help him more. Help him more. That's all.
All right, bro. Well,
everybody in this world need help. You feel me? Some people, they may be struggling. Some people just help for other people. You feel me?
Definitely. And we definitely got to keep the show rolling, fam. I definitely appreciate you calling in. We only got 6 more minutes left, and I want to try to get to a couple more callers, you know. So if you can, when you get time, fam, go on to Facebook and type in 802 Radio and give us a big like, and we'll do the same, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to you, and have a safe trip back home.
All right.
All right, peace, brother.
All right, I'm going to have a safe trip.
All right, cool, bro. All right, Black Tear, who do we got next?
419-508.
Yo, yo, what up?
What's up, man? What's your name? Where you calling
from? Oh, man, ain't nothing, man. Just doing what I do, man. This is James Flames, a.k.a. Flames Fire. I put together a little mix, you know what I'm saying? I call it Legendary, you know what I'm saying? It's on YouTube. It's where I took, like, some stuff from Nas, like a verse, couple verses from Nas, couple verses from Big, Pac, Biggie, and some Wu-Tang stuff, but it's over my production. Because I kind of got tired of trying to tell cats, man, this shit is legendary, right? So I figured I would put some legends over it so you would see how legendary the shit really could be. You know what I mean? But you can go to YouTube and find it, man. Search Flames Firearms Legendary, man, featuring Nas, Tupac, Biggie, and Wu-Tang Clan and Big Pun. Only one of the beats I didn't make, and that's a beat that I got from the Deep Cover intro, and I put Pac on the Deep Cover intro. I took If I Die Tonight, and I put it over Deep Cover intro or the theme or the movie or whatever, and it goes real good, but the rest of it is my production, and it's real fire. Just search Flame Firearms Legendary, featuring Nas and Pac and all them. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty dope, though. And you can follow me on Facebook on Yaakov. My name is Yaakov Shalom Nikud. That's Y. I mean, that's J-A. C-O-B, S-H-A-L-O-M-N-I-K-U-D, and that's on Facebook. But I'm going to keep coming with these mixes, man, because I got too many beats to write to all of them, you know what I mean? And I'm trying to really get them out here one way or another, but, like, on some real stuff, the kind of stuff that I'm really making right now is real hip-hop. It's real hip-hop kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the streets and people fucking talking to me and shit, but... It's real hip-hop shit, and I feel like, you know, I got lost for a minute doing all that bullshit. Like, I'm not going to call all trap music bullshit, but the trap music that I liked it was when it was real trap music, when T.I. came with the trap, and then Gucci came with the trap, and Jeezy came with the trap. Next thing you know, it's a whole style, and niggas not even trapping. Niggas just talking crazy-ass, monkey-ass party shit, and I can't really relate to that every day. I can't wake up and sweep my floor to that shit. I want to wake up to some shit that I can live to. And that's the kind of shit that this legendary mix is, man. It's by Flames Firearms. It got some of my favorite rappers on it, which is legends. You know what I mean? And I did the production on it, man. So check it out on YouTube if you get a chance, dog.
All right, well, we'll do, fam. And we only got 3 minutes left of the show. I want to try to get to one more caller. So I appreciate your call, bro. And I'll definitely check it out.
Thank you. Shalom.
Hey, shout out to you as well, homie. All right, Black Tear, who's our next caller?
515-650.
Yo, what up? This is Midwest Matthew calling from Des Moines, Iowa. How's it going?
Hey, going good, Midwest Matthew. Funny enough, I actually just gave you a shout-out, bro. I don't know if you heard, but, you know, I definitely I fixed that 802 radio track that we talked about last show, and I know I sent it to you.
I liked it. Yeah, I heard that.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it was cool. I think it sounded a lot better, a lot, like, I mean, you know, because hearing that word just kind of threw off the whole, it was like a distraction, you know, so I'm like, oh, shit. But,
yeah,
it was a lot cooler now, I think.
Yeah, and like I said, I think the reason why is, too, is, you know, in some states it's different. You know, some states, they don't really care what you say, they just support music. Out in New York, you know, see, I was told that you're a white kid 600 miles from home, you say that, we're going to take it as this way. You know, we're going to take it as, wow, he don't play around. I didn't think, okay, I'll come back in Vermont.
I think it depends on who you're talking to in New York. But also New York is just, like, that's like a whole nother place. They just do different stuff. They're just different than the rest of America. But
yeah,
so real quick, so I'm Midwest Matthew,
gone.
Anybody listening?
Oh, go ahead, bro, my bad.
I was just going to say, anybody listening, Midwest Matthew, you could just search me. I got SoundCloud, YouTube, all of that stuff. I have a free mixtape on my SoundCloud that you can download CDs on iTunes, Spotify, and everything if you want to purchase it. And I have some new mixes I put up on my YouTube. So just search Midwest Matthew or follow me on Facebook and you'll see everything. Everything new, I'll put up a new link, or Instagram, anything. Just follow me and I'll put up new links all the time.
All right, fam. And well, I definitely, like I said, I definitely am going to go check out that album as soon as possible. You know what I'm saying? Show love to, you know, you for showing love back to the show. And if you are also looking for graphic, you know, we now have graphic department open. I think I see. I don't know if you – did you take a photo shoot a couple weeks ago? Because it looked like you put a bunch of brand new dope pictures on your Facebook.
Yeah, I think I'm good on graphics, but I'll probably holler at you for promotion, you know. So I'll have you – I don't know if you could promote a whole mixtape, but I know I promoted a song to you before. So that's
I
need more help with promotion.
Speaking of mixtapes real quick – that submission that you sent a while back to the God Slayers mixtape, I don't want you to think that the reason why it's taken so long is because we literally only had four submissions, counting yours, and I'm not about to release a mixtape with only four songs on it. You know what I'm saying? It's a free mixtape, so anybody that wants a submission on it, you know, be sure you hit me up on Facebook, Brad Bourne, and say and get my personal email and say that you're sending a song to the God Slayers mixtape. We're going to play every song on the radio, you know, spin it. We're going to have different days where we play different songs, and we're going to try to interview every single artist that's on this mixtape. So, but the show is actually 1 minute overdue, and we got to play one final song, Midwest Matthew. So is there anything you want to say?
Okay,
anything else you want to say?
Nope. Thanks for letting me call in, and anybody check out my stuff, Midwest Matthew, on everything, Matthew with two T's. I'll talk to you later.
All right, man. And if you can, just try to stay on the queue to hear this final song from my guest host, Alan Jackson.
All right, we'll do.
All right, peace, bro. All right, guys, well, that's about it for the show. Like I said, we are going to end on a track here. I just wanted to be sure I thank you all personally. And be sure you go like that 802 Radio fan page. You know, Vermont, we're out here, you know, myself and Case Scopes. He actually came out from Michigan to start a new life out here in Vermont, you know, so I'm glad to start this with a brother and friend of mine. And Alan Jackson, big shout out to you, homie, for, you know, riding with us through the whole show. I hope you have no complaints. You know, I try to make it as, you know, awesome as possible and lit as possible for everybody. So I'll let you finish, bro. I want you to end us on your song, you know, tell us about it and go ahead, bro.
First, I want to say thanks for having me on the show. I had a good time. My song is called These Clowns, and all I know is when I wrote the song, because it was based on how I felt. It was basically how I felt. I wanted to write a song that was street enough, but real enough from the heart. Makes any sense?
Yeah, we got it, bro. And definitely, once again, thank you for being on the show. And definitely, you already know, nothing but love. You're welcome back anytime.
Thanks.
Bye. Black Terror, spin that track.
Yeah. Good. I'm back. Yeah, I know. I'm feeling good, though. Been a minute.
Yeah.
I want to know if I still got it.
I don't think
about to find
it.
Out for real.
I don't think you got it.
I'm halfway up the mountain, and I can see the top. My back hurts, my heart racing, and I can't stop. I'm just a hood nigga, I do it for my block. I'm sticking to the G-code, no sticking to the top. They said I was the same for marrying in hip-hop. I told I keep it real like Biggie and Tupac. For drinking on my Hennessy mixed with Big Red. I'm thinking of my life, how we can get ahead. For my nieces and my nephews, I gotta get this bread. Before I'm laying in my deathbed. Mama said never forget where you come from. Tenth and Monroe, the middle of the ghetto. Where I spent my younger years, giving you my blood, sweat, and tears for my mental performing at the spit. For my son, D&T, yeah, we is here. Yeah, we is here. Yeah, we is here. Yeah. Head to the cloud while my feet are on the ground. Gotta keep it moving, ain't got time for these clowns. Heads in the clouds while my feet are on the ground.
Okay.
Gotta keep it moving, ain't got time for these clowns. Heads in the clouds while my feet are on the ground. Gotta keep it moving, ain't got time for these clowns. Time for these clowns. Time for these clowns, yeah. My destiny manifested itself in me. To have a dream to seeing myself on TV. Open up my eyes back in 05. I finally realized that I'm close to the prize. The only thing can stop me is my own damn pride. To all my haters, I'm waving goodbye. Y'all waiting for me to fail. Living on this earth is like living in hell. My two guardian angels I can't let down. My bad stays back, ready to leave this town. Are you coming with me? Let me know now. I'm searching for the light at the end of this road. Work harder than any man just to reach my goals. Ain't got shit to lose. Come a walking mile in my shoes. It's like I'm running in circles, waiting for my body to collapse. My mind is doing 25 to life without parole. The devil set my door, trying to steal my soul. I took 3 steps backwards, now it's time to go forward. It's time to go forth. It's time to go forth. Yeah. Heads in the cloud while my feet are on the ground. Gotta keep it moving, ain't got time for these clowns. Heads in the cloud while my feet are on the ground. Gotta keep it moving, ain't got time for these clowns. Heads in the cloud while my feet are on the ground. Gotta keep it moving, ain't got time for these clowns. Time for these clowns. Time for these clowns, yeah.